What if everything you've been told about finding the right career is wrong? For decades, we've operated under a false premise. Either settle for a soul-crushing job that pays the bills, or chase your passion into financial ruin. This binary thinking has trapped millions in cubicles they despise or left dreamers scrambling to make rent. But there's a third option, one that doesn't require lottery-winning luck or trust fund privilege. It's about understanding that career fulfillment isn't a cosmic accident, but a deliberate design. Unlike actual lotteries with impossible odds, the career lottery can be rigged in your favor through strategic choices. The secret isn't working harder or following conventional scripts about climbing corporate ladders. It's about rejecting the tired playbook altogether and building something that actually fits who you are. Think back to childhood. When adults asked what you wanted to be when you grew up, you probably said astronaut, president, or professional athlete. Big, audacious dreams untainted by practicality. Then reality hit. You made educational choices with limited information, stumbled into opportunities that revealed hidden talents, or discovered your initial path was completely wrong for you. Most of us zigzagged our way to wherever we are now. Despite our different journeys, we're chasing the same thing, work that doesn't force us to choose between happiness and paying rent. A fulfilling career requires three elements: joy, work you fundamentally enjoy, money, comfortable living, and flow, losing track of time doing what you excel at. Remove one leg and everything collapses. Angela May experienced this at BC Hydro, where her stable engineering job lacked joy, promotion was political, innovation discouraged. Her side project, an online comic series, attracted 10,000 daily visitors. She transitioned to product design at a sustainability-focused firm, finally achieving all three: creative joy, good compensation, and flow from combining technical and artistic talents. Beyond what you do, how you work matters. 8 factors determine whether conditions energize or drain you: schedule flexibility, reporting structure, social environment, sense of contribution, collaboration style, success metrics, income security, and intangible benefits. Your ideal balance shifts throughout life, prioritizing learning when young, stability with family, contribution near retirement. Steve Harper built a successful freelance lighting business, but found himself managing 5 employees with 0 free time. After collapsing from exhaustion, he quit and drove west, rebuilding in Portland on better terms, maintaining a busy but balanced schedule, rediscovering joy without constant stress. Most people avoid pursuing freedom not from laziness, but from fear. We treat career decisions like casino gambling, making gut-based choices and repeating mistakes. List everything that could go wrong. This exercise often reveals worst-case scenarios aren't catastrophic. Don't decide based on fear of missing out, as scarcity thinking pushes poor choices. Career strategy resembles poker more than chess. Chess offers perfect information. Poker combines imperfect information with multiple strategies. Finding your dream career requires strategies that work despite limited knowledge. Having backup plans doesn't make you weak. It enables bigger risks. Programmers use if-then statements to create fail-safe options. Apply this thinking to career planning. Develop career insurance through 3 strategies: maintain multiple income sources, keep expenses lower than income, and maintain good relationships. Make emotional bank account deposits by being helpful and friendly. Relationships are your greatest asset. This foundation allows calculated risks without gambling everything on a single outcome. The difference between reckless dreamers and successful career changers is that the latter build safety nets before leaping. Breaking free from career prison starts with honest self-assessment. List what you do well and what you hate. Your greatest weakness will likely never become a strength, so focus on what truly needs upgrading. Prioritize hard skills, technical abilities, and soft skills, universal abilities. 4 critical soft skills matter most: master persuasive writing and confident speaking, learn to negotiate win-win solutions, enhance follow-through by documenting tasks with deadlines, and embrace useful technology. Future success increasingly divides those who adapt from those who resist. True value emerges when technical expertise meets exceptional soft skills. Nikki Hajal stood out not just for programming, but for being solution-focused and exceeding expectations. Daniel Vichek succeeded through property management expertise combined with people skills. The magic happens at this intersection, when your technical knowledge meets your ability to communicate, collaborate, and deliver consistently. Commit to resigning annually, literally or theoretically. On a specific date each year, evaluate whether staying remains your best option. If yes, proceed confidently. If not, start searching. Ignore sunk costs. If you're miserable 2 years into a six-year program, consider the next 4 years, not your previous investment. This annual reset prevents drifting into careers that no longer serve you. Your inbox reveals your most marketable talents. Sam Hunter transformed from IT professional to successful quilt pattern designer at age 40 by noticing what people consistently asked of her. What help do people repeatedly request? Tech support? Workout advice? Travel recommendations? These recurring requests signal your in-demand expertise. The most successful people solve others' problems rather than promote themselves. Wes Wages transformed his video production business by creating online courses after constant inquiries about learning his skills. Brand strategist Shanae Howard launched her career through her 100-person project, offering free 15-minute strategy sessions to understand real problems. This generated immediate clients while creating an advisory board and loyal customer base. Once you've identified a skill people will pay for, teach through lessons, create products or courses, or design services handling time-intensive tasks. The more precisely you address a common pain point, the more valuable your solution. Your inbox isn't just messages, it's market research revealing what the world needs from you. Jay-Z chose music over drug dealing because it aligned with his talents and values, not just income. His success illustrates the sweet spot, what you love, what pays, and what you excel at. When facing career crossroads, first expand your options. Staying, negotiating, switching fields, further education, side projects, partnerships. Then apply three filters. Eliminate what doesn't bring joy, what lacks income potential, and where your skills aren't distinctive. Laura Sims explored web design and creativity coaching after acting before discovering career coaching. As demand grew, she trained and built her presence. Her husband noticed she always had the biggest smile after sessions, a clear signal she'd found her fit. Forget think like a CEO advice. In your life, you're both CEO and janitor. Don't blindly copy celebrities. Develop strategies for your reality. When building freedom, you'll face competing theories. Do one thing versus have it all. The solution isn't choosing one permanently, but following natural progression. Start broad, then concentrate through experimentation. Your path should narrow from experience, not premature commitment. The work you were born to do isn't found. It's built through deliberate choices that align what brings you joy with what the world needs and will pay for, not by grinding through decades of misery or seeking permission from gatekeepers who don't understand your talents. The career lottery isn't about luck. It's about strategy, self-knowledge, and the courage to walk away from what doesn't work. Your inbox reveals your most valuable skills. Backup plans enable bigger risks. Sometimes the job you want doesn't exist because you actually want complete control. The three-legged stool of joy, money, and flow provides your framework. Your move starts now. Inventory your skills, identify what people consistently ask your help with, and take one small step toward work that combines joy, money, and flow. Settling for less isn't pragmatic, it's the riskiest bet of all.